In November 1620, a battered sailing ship wearily worked its way up the coast of what is today Massachusetts. Called the Mayflower, there was little about the ship and its passengers that indicated it might ever have a place in future history, myth, and legend. In fact, everything pointed towards hardship, perhaps disaster. As those on the ship looked out on the shoreline of Cape Cod, their anxieties must have mounted. Not only had the voyage from a very distant England been long and hard, but this was not where they intended to be. Only 2 days earlier, on November the 9th, old style calendar, they had first sighted this same section of shoreline, and then attempted to sail down the coast to their intended destination of the northern parts of the English colony of Virginia, which then extended as far north as the Hudson River. It was not to be. As strong winds, coastal shoals, and the winter seas, which had already battered the ship on its 2-month-long voyage, contrived to frustrate their plans. At last, they had accepted the inevitable and turned back. Now they once more looked out on the same forbidding shoreline that they had spotted 2 days earlier. By the next summer, half of them were dead. All in all, it was an inauspicious beginning. Yet the impact of the Mayflower settlement still resonates 400 years later, and it has an almost mythological place within the migration from the British Isles to North America. A mixed party of godly religious asylum seekers, self-identified as saints and pilgrims, and economic migrants, labelled as strangers by the godly, has certainly punched well above its weight in the history of North American migration.